May 25, 1933, How the Divine Will is Permanent Miracle. One who lives in it is the bearer of the divine works, and her fields are creation and redemption. I am always surrounded by the supreme fiat, its sweet empire, its powerful attractions, its kiss of light, with which it encounters all my acts in order to deposit itself in them and enclose itself within so as to form its life, is the sweetest enchantment to my little soul. And between marvel and amazement I exclaim, Oh! Divine Will, how much you love me, even to abasing yourself in my little act, in order to enclose your operating life there. But while my mind was lost in it, my sweet Jesus, who also enjoyed the charm, the admirable ways of his volition, all tenderness and goodness told me, Dearest daughter of my divine will, my divine volition is by itself a continuous miracle. To descend into the blissness of the act of the creature in order to form its act, its life, there, is the greatest of miracles that has been given to no one to be able to do. Its investing virtue penetrates everywhere, with its kiss of light it enraptures the act of the creature, it moves it, it transforms it, it conforms it, and with its miraculous virtue it forms there its act in that act of the creature, and without destroying that of the creature. Rather it makes use of it as space so as to implant its act there, and it serves as void for it, as to form its life there, so much so that from the outside one sees the human act, from the inside one sees the marvels, the sanctity, the great miracle of the divine act. Therefore, one who does my will and lives in it, does not need to do miracles. She lives under the reign of the miracles of my volition, and she possesses in herself the fount, the source, that transforms the creature into the miraculous virtue of my divine will in a way that one sees in her the miracle of invincible patience, the miracle of perennial love toward God, the miracle of continuous prayer without ever tiring. And if they see pains, they are miracles of conquests, of triumphs, of glory that she encloses in her pains. For one who lives in my will, it wants to give to the soul the miracle of divine heroism, and in the pains it places the infinite weight and value. It places the imprint, the seal of the pains of your Jesus. You must know, my daughter, that so much is our love toward one who lives in the divine will, that we make her the gift of everything that we did in creation and redemption, and she makes hers everything that is ours, and since it is hers and ours, as a thing connatural in her acts. And she seeks the divine will, now she finds herself in the sky, in the sun, in the sea, and so forth. She feels in herself all the sanctity of our works, that are also hers, and feeling identified with them, she comprehends what it means to have a sky always extended, a sun that always gives light, a sea that always murmurs, a wind that with its breezes brings to everyone the caresses of her Creator. And she feels herself sky, stars, sun, sea, wind, and oh, how she loves us! And with the enrapturing strength of her love, that is our love, she comes to deposit everything before our divine throne. And oh, how we feel ourselves enraptured by her notes and currents of love that she makes us! We can say that if we have this creature on earth, we have her in order to let her be bearer of our works. We dispersed them in creation, and it seems that she collects them for us in order to come to us to say, how much you have loved me, and how much she loves us. But she is more beautiful when she passes into the kingdom of my acts of redemption. With how much love she passes from one act to another, as she kisses them, embraces them, adores them, thanks them, encloses them in her heart, and all love she tells me, Jesus, your life on earth ended. Your works, your words, your pains, remained. Now touch me to continue your life, therefore everything that you yourself did would serve my life, otherwise I cannot form another Jesus of myself. If you do not give me everything, I can neither form, nor continue, your life on earth. And I all love say to her, my daughter, everything is yours, take from me what you want. Rather, however much more you take, so much more I will be content and so much more I will love you. But the most beautiful thing of this happy creature is that while she wants everything, she takes everything. She feels that she cannot contain what she has received, so she comes to her Jesus, she gives me everything, she pours herself into me, even her littleness, her little volition, and oh, how content I am by it. I can say that they are continuous exchanges of life that we make, I to her, and she to me. So much is the strength of the union of one who lives in our will, between her and us, that we can neither place her aside from us in all our works, nor can she place herself aside. If this could be, it would happen as if one would want to divide the light of the sun in two, that which is impossible, dividing the unity of its light. And if one would want to try to divide it, she would remain scorned, and with the strength of its unity the light would laugh at her. Or yet, to split the sky, to separate the strength of the wind, the unity of the air, are all impossible things, because all their life, the strength that they possess, remains in the unity. In such conditions one finds one who lives in our will. All her strength, her value, her beauty, her sanctity, remains in the unique and united strength with her Creator. Therefore be attentive, and let your life be in us, with us, and with our works. Fiat.